Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you're going to waste time today. Sooner or later, it's just going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I aim to waste time.
Well, I know. You live a little bit different.
No, I think a lot of people, they get to work and they look for ways to waste time.
Oh, I'm not thinking that work only time.
Okay.
Yeah. These are some of the biggest time wasters, according to people, and what they hate most. Everyone hates feeling like someone else is wasting their time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they feel like their time is wasted.
I get so annoyed when someone says, hey, I'll be by to pick you up at 5 o'clock,
okay,
as an example. At 5 till 5, I'm waiting at my door because I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
At 10 after 5, they show up, and I'm like, I'm angry then. I don't even want to go.
Don't ever ask me to pick you up.
I will never want to go out with you.
Because I'm afraid I would be late.
Okay.
I mean, if it's somebody I know that's always late, it's all right. But if it's somebody that I'm like, hey, we're going to be there at 5. We got to be there. We got to get there. And
Kato.
There, and I'm just
on the list, waiting for a friend to show up.
Yes.
See, people agree with you. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Ways you're going to waste time, waiting on hold.
See, my wife, she'll call a business and sit there for 40 minutes to
really?
Get it done. I'm like, whatever that is doesn't need getting done now. Like, oh, I know she's trying to schedule an MRI for an enlarged liver, but I'm like, whatever. Your liver is fine. Don't bother. It's not worth waiting 45 minutes.
55 minutes on Allegiant on hold. So I just put on speakerphone and go do stuff.
Okay, you know what? Sometimes I do that, too.
Now, with Allegiant, you expect that, because that's the only way you're going to get a $35 flight to Louisiana is if you're going to wait on hold for a long time.
All right, waiting for a delivery. You're wasting time.
That happened to me. I was wanting to eat dinner, and my wife was up in the delivery room, and I was like, oh, man, she's wasting my time.
Yeah, okay. They say delayed flights. You're wasting time there.
I mean, at least you have your smartphone for a lot of these things now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit there and just be miserable. Heidi had something to say about Allegiant.
I did. I was going to say it again. Uh-huh. Yeah, 5 hours in the airport. Actually, more than that, 12
hours.
That's
what you get when you pay $35 a flight to Louisiana.
They don't offer $35 flights anymore.
And I don't mind a delay if I'm in the airport and can go to a restaurant or a bar.
Yeah, okay.
But when I'm on that plane and we're sitting on the tarmac for 2 hours, I'm angry.
That's kidnapping.
All right. These are the biggest time wasters, according to people. They say waiting for a repairman to show up.
Allegiant.
Again, that's why we had the delay.
Yeah. So to repair the airplane.
Fix that
for
engine.
Her. I don't think I want to fly on a plane. It's
a true story.
Waiting at the doctor or dentist office.
Yep. Yeah. I got frustrated. I went to one of my doctors. It was a new doctor, and I waited a long time. And I was like over an hour, and I was frustrated. But I later learned that he had been called to the ER and had to do surgery and this and that. And I understood it better.
Wasting time, they say, in traffics. Big
traffics.
Time waster.
It's more than one.
In traffic.
Yeah.
But still.
You know what's the bad thing about wasting time in traffic? It's not wasting time in traffic. It's seeing how bad the human race really is, how dumb and mean and cruel and rude they are.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say listening to us.
No.
And that's just at a red light on Woodruff Road? Yeah.
And then, of course, standing in line, you're going to be wasting time. But that actually can be good for you, they say. According to a new study, waiting in line is good for you. When you wait in line, you place a higher value on what you're waiting for. For example, like when you're at an amusement park, maybe, you know, Disney World or something, you're going to be riding a roller coaster. It's going to seem like it's more fun. Or if you are buying something, it's going to seem cooler because you have to wait in line for it. You're placing value on whatever you're doing.
That's why those people wait in line for an Apple iPhone overnight. I thought they were crazy, but they're just trying to make it worth what they're paying for it.
Yeah.
I think that's not crazy.
You're probably right. I don't know if I buy that or not, though.
I think there's some truth to that, actually.
Really?
I do. I think human nature, it's just like whenever someone touches an item of clothing we were looking at, we want it more. I think you have these deep impulses that are hard to overcome, and I think that's one of them. I think that whenever you wait for something, it seems more valuable than if, for example, whenever I was a kid, you go to Disney World and you couldn't just get on every ride and go on it again.
Right.
So we would go to Space Mountain and you would wait in line and cash your ticket in. And it was like, if you went on Space Mountain once at Disney, it was a big deal. Then as I got older, it was as many times as you wanted to go. And if the park wasn't full, you could run full steam around the circle and start again. And it didn't seem like a big deal because you could ride it a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was more special when you had to wait 2 hours and you could only ride it once in the park that night.
Is that kind of like waiting on a girl, you know, when she plays hard to get and you have to run around to try to get her?
No, it does not apply with that.
Okay.
I feel like I'm wasting time now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've wasted about five of your minutes this morning.
Makes us more valuable.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.